Yeah, welcome to the Bus Factor.
Welcome to the Bus Factor.
We're live now. Yeah, I think we are.
Oh, you know what I could go for?
What's that?
A no sugar coke.
A no sugar coke?
A no sugar coke.
There's one right there. I can see it. I can literally see it. Someone is looking at it. Wouldn't stop me drinking it.
Do you know, I heard a thing that people who work in the factories where those are made never drink out of the cans without cleaning it, because like rats fucking shit and piss all over the top of the bottles. Because they're not covered. They just sit out in the open warehouses.
Yum.
Yeah.
Makes you love Coke even more.
Oh, right? I still drink it, man. It's not like so. I mean, think about you, tongue in the edge of that. You know, probably had rat piss all over it. So same kind of thing. Hello, TPP Wholesale Sucks and Jackson Christchurch.
HCNZ, mate. He pays us money.
Oh, okay.
You've still got food on your microphone.
I really don't think it's food. I've never eaten, especially nothing
all
like
right,
that.
All right, you have real gross stuff just stuck to your microphone. I only noticed it when I was using it. It's been there for God knows how long.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know what causes it, but
Oh, Jack's guessing like 12. What will you guess? You're going
earlier than today.
Muffler free.
I'm raw dogging it today.
Does it still sound good?
It sounds worse. It's like this diffused and there's no pop filter, so it's really breathy. There we are. It's back on now. Okay, so what is the plan for today? I reckon there's going to be 8.
Oh, we got some more. We're getting a Bus Factor mic in the news lane. Food.
Foodgate.
Foodgate.
Yeah.
Hashtag Foodgate. Hashtag, oh my God, Foodgate. It's Foodgate. Okay. Yeah, oh, you're standing on my microphone, mate. Whoa.
Dude, here's a question. I'm going to have to unplug your mic. I unplugged him for a second. He got caught up in the cables and... No, gotta. What? Get. Is my mic? Oh, fucking Jesus. Sorry, everyone. There's cables going around today.
Oh, I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back. That was quite
okay,
bad.
Okay, so here's a question. Back.
What is your question?
If there was a scandal involving Gates and you wanted to call it something, what would you call it?
Well, at our house, we actually have one which I might call like Fern Gate, I guess. Like, we've got some fern, like punga trees.
Oh, I heard you on the phone yesterday, and you were like, well, okay, but it's been 2 years and it hasn't been fixed, so when are you actually going to do it?
They said it could be another 2 years. Yeah. And I'm like, well, fuck you guys.
You see, I didn't hear you say that part.
Yeah, I did.
Did you say it? You paraphrased, though. You didn't say the words, well, fuck you guys.
No, I think I did say fuck somewhere. I was like, fuck, you guys are useless. Yeah, that's what I said.
I wasn't listening to his private conversations, apart from he had it in the middle of the office while everyone else was silent. So, yeah, I guess I did listen to his private conversation.
It was weird because they called me while I was Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, it was weird. So it was the water leak people.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we're like just sending people up to this other leak. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was like fixed like a month ago. It's kind of weird that you guys don't know about that.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you know about it? Who did fix
Who
it?
Who should know about it, yeah.
And they were like, oh, we're not too sure. And then every time the water people call me up, I'm like, what's happening about the leak outside my house that's been there for 2 years? And they're like, oh, what address was it? And I'm like, this address. And then they like look it up and they're like, oh, there's nothing there. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I guess you think it's not there, but there's still a leak there. It's been there for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And then like the supervisor called me back.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, what's the street name? Like, oh, it's not showing up. I'm looking at Google Maps. And I'm like, my street just definitely exists. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
But yeah, he heard a different word than what I said.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, I was trying to spell if people are having problems.
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't say... what he was saying to me sounded like my street name. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like,
yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, and like, it's next to this street and this street, and he's like, oh, yeah. I don't know.
Then he's like, yeah, oh, and Gregory then I'm like, Street, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm like,
Biggery Street.
Oh, yeah, it's been there for like 2 years. So, like, can I get an ETA? Like, because he made a new ticket. And I'm like, can I get an ETA when it might get fixed? Because it's been about 2 years now. And he's like, oh, it could be another 2 years. with like a real weird tone of voice. Like it sounded like he was like taking the piss.
Yeah.
And at which point I was like, well, fuck you guys.
And so he's like, oh, great. Close their ticket then.
Probably.
Yeah.
So
I guessed 8, right? So we got a 12, a 10. The usual's like 11 for TPP, something like that.
Whoa, yeah. 13 maybe? No, he's 13, I think.
13, yeah. I knew there was a number. What about you, Hugh?
I am going to be... Fuck, look how many views we've had in total. That is a lot of views.
Yeah, people have wasted a lot of time on the bus back there. Mainly us.
We've on Twitch, though. I've only watched it on YouTube, I think.
Oh, look at that fucking internet.
Oh, is that one? Oh, that's easy.
If you watch, he was going, saw it turn yellow, and was like, nah, I'm taking it.
I was walking down the road the other day. I think it might have been today. Yeah, today, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I saw a bus run a red light. And the look on the driver's face, he knew he was running a red light. He saw it orange. And like, he kind of leaned forward. Like
gotta get through it.
You know, when you're driving like a PlayStation game. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like leaning forward. Oh, this is another one. Easy.
Oh, fine. Double decker.
Right. I'm going to go...
Here's the question. Did he enjoy it when he 16. Went to the red light? 16.
Going to go 16. Earlier hour.
So I reckon less. Like, look how many less are going through
early
now.
Earlier hour. We've already had 2 in the first
That's true.
8 minutes.
But see, I like to think the traffic increases the rate of red light running. But both of those buses were in the clear. No traffic around whatsoever.
Yeah, so I think more buses run red lights when there's no traffic. But I think there's like a sweet spot when there's more buses.
Yeah.
But less... traffic,
if
you know what I mean.
Yeah, because if the traffic's completely stopped, yeah, they're normally good about it, unless they get caught.
Because we get a lot of people, well, like, we'll count them multiple times where they block the intersection, but if the bus doesn't block the intersection, we won't count it for several cycles.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, it's interesting, the logistics. If only we had some kind of AI that could work it out for
us. Well, the AI hasn't been running, and
this fucking laptop's a piece of shit.
Well, yeah, there's also that. But no one wants the output of the AI.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd still be cool. I think if we
quite
set
quite literally no one.
If
well,
we set it up
the fans might. But.
Yeah, if we do it at the new office, we should set the AI up on a dedicated on the VM server. Like,
you didn't come to the
card.
New office today, did you?
Not today. No, I've been there before though.
You know we don't have like the best view, right?
I didn't check the view. You heard it here first, folks. The bus factor. I don't know. What are we gonna do? Shut down?
Nah, I reckon. Well, we could shut down, or we could just do pub shows.
Yeah.
Like I've been pushing for years.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the pub shows.
Yeah, no, you're not.
We've done like one, I think. Or have we done none?
I think I've done one.
Yeah, yeah. When I wasn't here.
But you've done none.
I find them like too distracting.
That's
you
like
know?
Two cyclists, three cyclists. Is that three cyclists? I think there was 3.
Count them here. People accuse us of being fucking lefty hippies who don't count the cyclists.
Lefty hippies.
Wow. People accuse me of that. I don't know if they accuse the bus factor of that. To some extent. The righty hippies. I don't think the right wing really has hippies. I don't know. Right wing hippies are the kind of people who go around...
What does hippies even mean? What is a hippie? It's someone that's hip.
No, right? I don't think it's like hip. I mean, a specific subculture, you know what the subculture is. I don't know. You're asking where the name came from.
Is it someone with a hip? No. Or someone that, like, constantly falls on their hips or, like, has multiple hips?
You
or...
figured it out. My grandmother is a hippie. Okay, do we want to get some news?
Who? What?
Is that? Hang on. They didn't just repeat. There was just
what?
A separate cyclist, right?
There was a separate one.
Okay. Was that 2 or 1 cyclist?
I think I only saw 1, but it might have been 2, like...
Okay,
yeah, I think my subconscious is telling me there might have been 2, but I only saw 1.
I think it looked like it was just a replay of the, and I'm like, wait, hang on.
Deja vu. There's a glitch in the Matrix. I watched the Matrix recently.
The time's going up though, right? 11:20. Fuck, the time's wrong.
Oh my god, that time is way off.
The date's off by a week. Okay, we'll fix it up at some point. Damn, look at that. He's a speedy bus driver. You know, I realized I was watching buses go past.
NTP does exist on this device, and I think it's enabled, but, like, we have to load up Internet Explorer. Not Edge. Internet Explorer.
Oh, yeah.
To actually configure this
device. Getting this thing configured the first time was... Do you remember how long it took us to get a stream out of it? Like,
oh, I
fuck.
Know. Yeah, because you have to, like, click all the different things and, like,
and
set
then it's
up
like,
all the streams.
Once it's set up, it's like, okay, you can access me now. And you're like, okay, what's the URL? And it's like, I'm not going to tell you. You need to work with
We just guessed, didn't we? We were like /1. Oh, yeah, that worked.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Here's another site. Oh, Jesus, look how fast this guy's going.
If you stand and watch the sign that says whether they're speeding, every bus speeds. Every single one of them.
What about the one that was down here that had it calibrated to 50k an hour, even though it's only a 30k zone?
Well, yeah, but the buses go past at 35 at least.
The council's still adamant that it was never wrong, but it was wrong. They were like, yeah, it was wrong, but it was never wrong. Yeah, it was wrong for like 7 years.
Yeah, wow.
I'm like, wow.
But, I mean, yeah.
No QA in that, oh, council.
It's like when you ask me, like, how many times have I don't know, stared at that blue post-it note, I'm going to be like, zero. But I might have done it 100 times. I just don't keep track of it. There's a blue post-it note in front. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Oh, I can see him staring at it now.
Are we gonna do some news this week? Got any news?
Yeah, I do have a bit of news. You've also got a bit of news.
That's why they call me Newsy Steve.
So I haven't debated... I'm not sure about these top two stories. I might leave them.
Okay. Your top two stories.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yep.
Mount Cook.
Someone was asking about the six Filipinos.
Yep. That's the next story.
Okay. We'll do that after
Mount Cook. So okay, Mount Cook. Do you know Mount Cook?
There's multiple Mount Cooks, right? You're talking about Mount Cook, the suburb here in Wellington?
There's Mount Cook that's the...
There's an actual mountain called Mount Cook, right? Well,
Akarangi,
but there's also just the Mount Cook suburb, which isn't a mountain at all.
Yeah,
right?
It's not a mountain. There's like a hill, but it's kind of like the side of the Brooklyn Hill and side of like, yeah.
When you say Mount Cook, yeah.
Mount Cook School is on the flat. It's like basically sea level.
Yeah, yeah. So which Mount Cook are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one that's basically sea level.
Slightly
up. So, Taranaki Street, if you keep going there,
yep.
That road is going to be closed all summer.
Oh, fucking Wallace Street. God, yeah. Dude, my fucking bus was
on
Wallace Street.
Did you know that was actually the same road that a bus drove into a fucking house?
That was that road?
Yeah, Wallace Street.
Damn, we broke that here on the bus factor, right?
That was my mate's house.
Yeah, dude. I saw
a comment on some Australians on Facebook. They were like a car drove into a house down the road from them. And someone commented like, fuck, only in Australia people drive into people's houses.
And I
was debating. Like, I held
fuck
myself
you,
back.
You arrogant Australian son of a bitch.
I was like, fuck no. Buses drive. Like, there was one in Wellington. There was one in Auckland.
Yeah, in America, I definitely believe that. Like, what a silly thing to say. Only in Australia do buses drive into houses.
But Mount Cook is just, like, closed for all summer. Like, they chose the best time to do it. Most efficient.
Well, there's a high school there, and there's also a uni. Those are the two main things there, a high school and a uni.
Yeah.
So they did choose the best time to do it, summer holidays.
It's also kind of almost an arterial road, almost.
Yeah, a lot of people use it to bypass Adelaide.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's already one way through, like, 9 till 5 at the moment, you know that? It's one way, so they just...
I think they've already started.
One way is not the right word. It's... maybe it is. It's like one lane, I guess, and they have stop, go, stop, go, stop, go.
Yeah. Basically, if you're in Wellington, don't drive up through Mount Cook.
Dude, fucking Adelaide Road during peak hour traffic is already just shitty. It's going to be so
now
fucked.
Now it's worth. Just walk or bike or like... Yeah.
It's like
I saw you catching a bus. Well, I didn't actually see you catching a bus. Oh. I assumed you caught a bus because you took a photo of me, a real creepy one, while I was across the street.
I saw you walking past, and eventually I kind of like went to wave, and you were like not looking, and I was like, eh. And then I was like, you know what? I've got my phone now. I'll take a photo of him.
I've done that.
Yeah. So I've
actually done that like right behind someone and took a photo, then like kind of stepped back and then like sent them it. And then I was like,
I look around like, where the fuck is it? Yeah.
Like when you took it to me, I didn't actually look until I was like quite a way down the road. Then I was like, where the fuck are you? Oh, wait, that photo is like back there.
Yeah, because you could see what I was saying. I need to take my camera with this super ultra high resolution lens, a real telephoto one, and take photos like that behind people's back, but actually from ages away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that was my first story.
Yeah, annoying that it's going to... I don't know what's going to happen to the buses. Do you know what's going to happen to the buses yet? There's the bus factor.
Oh, I don't think they've made any announcement on it.
Because the 3 is the big one that goes down there. There's another
one. The 3 and the 10, I think.
Yeah. Because Victoria Uni's down there. Massey's down there. Wait, Victoria. There's like a campus, right? Is it a Victoria campus? Massey.
Just Massey, I think.
There is Massey, but there's like
Victoria's got one in Vivian Street and Pepetier.
What am I? Is there two Massey campuses along there? I'll bring up Google Maps because, you know, like when you first turn, you get to the end of Wallace Street and you go down by the Countdown. That's what I'm talking about. Just like on the corner with the Countdown and corner of Countdown and Wallace Street.
Corner of Countdown and Wallace Street.
Is that
that's a dance
Victoria?
School. Nah, that's...
Oh, sorry, it's its own school.
That's a national thing.
Okay, the dance school is on that corner.
Yeah, so you got Massey there.
Yeah. So there's Massey,
and
then the high
school.
Yeah.
Weird the school isn't like Massey has like the outline.
School colour, yeah.
But the school is like all of that, I think.
So I can definitely see why they're closed
Massey,
down.
Massey, I think, also has some of this over here. But yeah.
Further up a little bit, I think they have some as well, like somewhere along here. Oh, it's not Webb, but they have it along.
I think they've got this building here. Industrial Design Center. I clicked on it.
Yeah.
So I think they got that building there. So I went to this school.
My condolences. Well, at least it wasn't a unisex school. What do they call them? Unisex? Single sex school.
It was a unisex. What? No, it was a co-ed school. Yeah.
Do you know that according to studies that I read on the internet, boys do better in co-ed schools, but girls do better in single sex schools?
I have read that. It's interesting.
Yeah. I know. There's also like the whole...
Because then you're like, how do we make this efficient?
Yeah. But like maybe it's a bad idea to like have your child socialized only with their own gender and then be like, right, now you're in the real world. Like that seems like a bad idea to me.
It's also like what defines a
good school. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
is it academic? Or fucking isn't it? Look at me. He fucking, he was a leaner.
Yeah, because you might have all these girls that go to girls-only school, and they might be real intelligent, but they might have, like, real little social skills.
Yep.
Like, you just don't know.
Who knows?
Like, what defines good?
Well, I think in these studies, it was just, like, academic excellence.
Yeah, which I'm not sure really means that much in the real world.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I also don't have kids, so it's hard to know. But I don't know. See how it goes.
All right, tell me about Zor.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Do you say Zor, do you?
I think I sometimes say Zor, but also say Xor sometimes.
Yeah, I say Xor. It's a quick poll around the office. Do you guys say Zor or Xor? Okay, so we got most people saying Xor, 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 and then one guy goes, both.
It wasn't me. It was actually someone else.
So I think Xor is the answer. I say Xor as well.
Well, that is not the answer. That was not a statistically relevant survey.
Statistically relevant? We got enough responses. I'm willing to say it
was... No, there was not enough for a statistical... don't you have to have like fucking 30 people for like...
It depends what conclusion you're trying to draw. You can do it with one person. It depends. We got to remember that we got... Yeah, we, if you think about the general population...
I know what Xor is.
You know what Xor is. You just say it wrong.
Xor.
Anyway, so Xor, it's actually... Oh, my God. So let me get to the story. Fortinet, they have a bunch of tools, a bunch of products, rather. Example, one of them is an anti-spam thing. So when you're browsing the internet, it sends the URL off and checks whether it's in the spam list and all that kind of thing, and it just lets it over the network. They don't use TLS for this. When they do all this checking, they don't use TLS. They use XOR with a static string. So if you have a Fortinet APM installed... You okay there, Hugh? Oh. Do you know the story already?
You were talking about it, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah. So Fortinet did something with XOR.
You weren't listening?
You were talking.
Yeah?
It's rude to listen when people are talking.
Rude. So Fortinet, they don't use TLS for a bunch of their things. They just use XOR with the static string, static repeating XOR. So if you use like the APM that has the anti-spam stuff, every URL that Fortinet ever sees is sent across the internet in essentially plain text. So every URL, there's a bunch of other things that it does as well. Hugh's about to be really disappointed. He's going for another beer, but he doesn't know what's in the fridge. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, Fortinet, using a static string XOR, what year is it? Feels like it's the 90s. I mean, and even then, like, the idea of using a repeating XOR for encryption was a bad idea. But they used it for lots of things. So if you have a Fortinet, you should probably patch it. The other thing that's ridiculous about this is it took 2 years to get this patched. And no, it will not give you a shell. To the best of my knowledge, there's no shell with it. But, you know, information disclosure and all that. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like rough. It's like pretty much like XSS. Same kind of thing. You right there, buddy?
Yeah, man, I'm fine.
Okay. Anyway, I'm done.
Will it get you a shell, mate?
We already covered that.
Because someone asked.
I know, I answered it.
All right. I didn't know if you saw that. Yeah, so shall I go on?
Go on.
Six Philippines. That's the
six
news
Filipinos?
Headline.
Six
no, Philippines? No, the article says, well, the news headline says six Philippines.
That's the full article headline?
Well, that's what I wrote up.
Okay, but that's not the same thing as the article.
Yeah, I guess. So, you know how we've got a driver shortage in Wellington?
Yes. Well, debatable. You could argue we've got a pay shortage in Wellington. But yes, I get what you're saying. We currently don't have enough bus drivers for whatever reason that is.
So, it's kind of an old story. So, it was back in September, I think.
That's a very old story. Are you giving old news here on the Bus Factor? Or is there a new thing?
Sometimes you need to get it. I love how they have the same video of this guy being like, I don't know about buses. I don't know about buses. That's the CEO, mate.
Of Metlink?
Yeah.
Fair enough. He doesn't know about buses.
Yeah, so... They've tried back in, when was this again? September. So,
I'm sorry about this, folks. We don't normally want this kind of old news story, but...
I thought it was funny. We missed it back then. So there was a driver shortage.
Okay.
We know it hasn't
been
solved.
There still is a driver shortage.
But to solve the driver shortage back in September, they got six Filipinos. Six. Six drivers.
I mean, that's more than zero.
It's more than zero, but how is six people going to solve a fucking shortage?
I'm pretty sure there are more than six routes cancelled, buses cancelled a day.
Daily cancellations raised to 46. That was back in September. It might be
so
a bit more.
Well, no, because they've changed it now. Now they're not cancellations, they're... temporary, not happening buses that no longer count towards cancellations. We're just not doing them anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't it it's so fucked.
Doesn't
that
count as a cancellation if you just don't do it.
I have a feeling that might have been one, but I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't see it in time. It's true, right?
But that was their solution to the bus driver shortage. Get six people and they'll fix it, mate.
Well, did they try and get more than six? And that was the only people that
I think
up
they've been trying all year, and six is what they've got.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous, right? It's like, hey, we don't pay enough, so can we recruit from, like, underdeveloped nations where people would come over to New Zealand for little money?
There was...
it's, like, real unethical.
Yeah, there was, you know, the NZTA, how they, like, bailed out the Waikato Council?
They said that they would pay half the pay rate increase or whatever it is.
So I inquired, why only Waikato? Why not anywhere else? Yeah. Turns out Waikato Regional Council actually asked for the money, and that's like well within the things that you can do.
Oh, yeah.
No other council in New Zealand has done that so far, even though there's like a massive driver shortage and apparently we need to pay more people.
Yeah, so it's like maybe we should have asked, right?
Yeah, I feel like there should be more like proactive stuff. Like NZTA should be like, hey, you guys have been in the news a lot recently. Like, when I say a lot, like, I mean,
international
a lot,
news. Even.
Like, yeah, international news. And also, like, stuff's like releasing something multiple times a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can understand why the NZTA don't want to be in that position to be basically the arbiters of everything, you know, like,
yeah,
decide when people need to be bailed out.
Does make me wonder why Metlink haven't asked. It's a thing that
you, if you have a problem with it, why didn't you vote for councillors who would encourage that? Because I'm sure the councillors have some say in that.
I think councillors have no say in anything.
Well, okay, but they could put out a statement saying we would like the NZTA to do this. Just putting out a statement would be enough, right?
Yeah. I could ask them why as well, but they probably wouldn't.
Also, why don't you say, rather than going on the accusatory, why haven't you done this? Why don't you say, hey, I was looking into this and it looks like this other council has done this thing. Is this something you've thought about doing here at this council?
Well, like, my name is Mud.
Yeah, because you keep being accusatory.
But yours is not. Yours is not.
I'm not putting my name on that kind of bullshit. If I think there's a cyclist
You know if they were, like, smarter, your name's already there, but they probably have no idea who you are.
Yeah, it's good. Dude.
Even though they
check out
they
the
could.
Bus versus cyclists today.
Yeah, it's interesting. There was that, like, cycle gang that went through.
The biker gang. Three of them went through, bam. Yeah.
It was quite clearly a cycle gang.
I mean, what is a cycle gang?
Fuck yeah, like...
It was a group of them. Yeah, my name's...
They had that on the original Pokemon game. There was like a cycle gang in there.
Yeah, I believe there was, yeah.
Like, you go down the cycle path and like, yeah, fucking like the gang was out to get you.
You know how like in... You know how in Pokemon there's always a route that's blocked off, right? Like in one it was like, I'm real thirsty, get me water or I won't move.
Yeah.
Like, the latest one, it's blocked by a Wooloo. Do you know the Wooloos? Have you seen them?
I don't know.
It's basically like a sheep. It's like a sheep Pokemon. And it's like, the Wooloos are on the path, blocking the path, sleeping. You don't want to disturb them because they look so cute. You're going to have to go around. They're too cute to disturb.
Yeah, like, there was a giant, in the original, there was that giant Snorlax that you had to get the flute for or something.
Yeah, there's a big Snorlax there, yeah.
Yeah, it was a flute, wasn't it?
Just fucking kick the shit out of that Snorlax. Yeah, Pikachu like, will fuck him
fucking
up.
Fucking get up.
Fucking Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. Is it Thundershock? I don't know.
Yeah, I love how, like, in Pokemon, like, you have different, like... When you're in a battle, you can do heaps of stuff. When you're just like walking along the street, you can't be like, fucking Pikachu.
Yeah, you
fuck
can't be
up,
like a real sadist
up.
About it. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, and you can never die. You just faint and then you somehow magically like turn up. Like, does someone like just roam the woods and be like, oh, this guy's fainted? Or, like,
I mean, everyone's real friendly in the games, right? Like, no one's a real. Even Team Rocket is like pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, they're like. They're evil, but they're like friendly evil. Like, oh, damn, you bit me. Okay, I'll stop being evil.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I would definitely kill someone if I was in the Pokemon world. I just mean, you know, no more Team Rocket. Get rid of him. What was I going to say? In the late newer Pokemons, if your Pokemon loves you, then it can take a fatal hit and still live. It's like... Your Pikachu would have
died.
Wait,
can they die now?
Faint. They don't faint. It's like, your Pikachu was going to die, but he resisted because you love him and he loves you. Thank you, Pikachu.
Well, Pokemon Yellow had the thing that you could talk to your Pikachu to see how happy it was.
Yeah. But he just goes, Pika! And you're like, he looks happy.
Yeah. Oh, man, I saw this thing on YouTube randomly. Wi-Fi hacking, kind of related to this.
Oh my god, yeah, okay.
The Wi-Fi gotchi or something.
Wi-Fi gotchi, yeah.
Or Pornagotchi. I think Pornagotchi. Yeah, Pornagotchi. Yeah.
The Pornagotchi is something slightly different. This is the Pornagotchi.
Same thing. It sounded fucking random. But yeah, he was like, it runs off AI. I'm like...
It doesn't, yeah, okay.
What is the AI here?
Okay, so here's what it is, for those who are wondering. It's basically a little embedded device, kind of like a Tamagotchi. That
you can plug it into a Pi Zero, I think.
Yeah, it's not...
So you got to do like a bit of soldering to put
the heads
on. The
hardware is not like super... Yeah. It just runs Betacap. It runs Betacap in a loop, and it uses AI to decide when to run the Betacap attacks.
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah.
It's also just like, it's clearly objectively worse than just writing a script. Like spending half an hour to write a script yourself.
But you can like, it like gets happy when like you feed Wi-Fi and it's like, oh yeah, I've got Wi-Fi.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I've got a handshake. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And if it meets another Ponagotchi.
Oh, does it? They have.
It has, then it's like, oh my god, I made a friend.
Yeah.
I was like,
let's share password hashes. Yay.
I was watching. I'm like, I kind of want to get one or two, but
you know what? You should.
I'm
do?
Not sure I actually.
I,
need
I should like build them and give them out to people. But what I should do is like upload, put it in a 3G modem, right, and have it upload the hashes to the cloud.
Yeah.
And that way, like, you know, it's basically just like free war driving, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I was going to make my kitten a war kitty.
You have a kitten?
Oh, I did. Boom.
What do you mean you did, Hugh? What happened to it?
Kittens grow up.
Okay.
They grow into cats.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about like, you know how you used to be a baby? I don't call you a baby all the time anymore.
Well, people still call me a baby, so.
Yeah, maybe that's why I say it all the time. Like. If you were still a baby, I would just call you a baby all the time. But
wait,
now.
Did you put a thing on your cat's collar?
I did put a thing. Well, It had a necklace. It was like it a magnet so it could get in the cat door.
Oh, yeah, another one, yeah.
And you know where I live then in Pycock? And like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
It would just collect so many rusty nails around its neck. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, just, yeah, I'll take that one. I'll take that one. And I'm like, how have you not killed yourself?
Where are all these rusty nails coming from?
You've seen the roof there, right? They just fall.
Oh, in your house?
Yeah, the one in Pycock.
Yeah, another one, yeah.
It just had so much shit. Hey,
you know that scaffolding sorted out yet?
It's still there.
Yeah. House needs some work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has for 20-ish years.
But they don't have a fish and chip shop in Pycock now, right? So, like,
the thing that was a fish and chip shop looks real fucking fancy now.
Yeah, yeah. For all those fancy Pycock people.
I'm like, whew. But the pub does serve fish and chips.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can get takeaway.
Wrapped in newspaper?
Yeah. Wrapped in newsprint.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not newsprint.
The papery shit.
Yeah, it is newsprint. Newsprint without the news.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Newsprint. Yeah, gotcha.
It's
news
like,
unprinted.
It's like newspaper. I would call it newspaper because it's the paper that the news gets printed on, but it's not printed.
It's slightly different to the one the news gets printed on, right? If you look at a
piece of...
But I know the paper you're talking about. Fish and chip paper, bro.
Yeah, fish and chip.
Fish and chip paper.
Fish and chip paper back when I was a kid was a fucking newspaper.
What they did at our fish and chip shop was wrap it the first few layers in like the nice paper.
We had just newspaper to start with when I was real young.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it started doing the most of the layers would be newspaper and yeah, like and the like, first layer would be the newsprint.
Yep, yep, yep. Yeah, I don't know if newsprint's the right word, but yeah. All right, should we get into the story?
Yeah.
Do you know Twitter is thinking about expiring inactive accounts?
Real?
Real, bro.
Damn.
So I could finally get SS23 on Twitter again. It's going to be good. But they're not sure how they're going to do it because you know how all those sites work with like login with Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
How they gonna, or just like Twitter in general, like all these old tweets that are like at this person, but that person's dead now. Or like,
oh my God, I think there was another biker. Yeah, there was like a fucking biker gang. Oh my God, there was just one.
Just one biker gang.
But he was doing some like weird tricks.
I think
they were just pedestrians crossing in here to like kind of stop and like go around and
around. To get through that red light. Yeah. Yeah, Twitter's weird. Supposedly they're backing off until they know what to do with like memorial accounts.
I mean, like, you look at that thing where the guy was just like, I want a 3-letter Twitter handle, and he fucking hacked some random guy.
Yeah, 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 because they're so expensive to get a 3-letter Twitter handle. I mean, SS23 is 4, which is... Like, who the fuck wants SS23? There's one person in the world who wants it. Me. Fuck everyone else. I deserve it.
You know, I can't get Davenport.co.nz because this is, like, shitty company called Bendon that owns it.
Oh, yeah, because they own Davenport.
Fuck him.
Wait for it to expire and just buy it, dude. Because as soon as you buy it, like, you have a right claim on it. They can't be like, you don't get it because, you know, your name's not Davenport.
Oh, I got to wait till it expires. It has not expired.
Can you get Davenport.nz? Or do they own that as well?
No, because there was a...
disputed, but that's over now. That period's over.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, maybe we can get it now. I don't know.
Yeah, because the rule is like, while they were... So in New Zealand, we used to have .co.nz, and then we removed the .co optionally. And so it was a period where you had to basically own the .co.nz to get the .nz. Yeah. That period is over now, I think. But
Davenport.nz, I think Dad's got it. This must be Dad got it.
What? Why?
He uses this domain registrar.
Okay, gotcha. So your father bought it. If he's listening, he could let us know. Does he still listen?
He did say he would listen. He actually came in the office there. He saw the new office, in fact.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. Well, hello.
He knocked on some pillars and we looked in the fucking creepy basement. It's a real creepy basement.
I haven't been out of the basement there.
Oh, it's so creepy. You can just walk down. Like, no access cards needed.
Huh.
It's like pitch black. There's a plant room. There's like...
Sorry. Plant room, like drugs?
You know how buildings have plant rooms?
For drugs? Like where they grow the drugs?
Nah. I don't know why they're called plant rooms.
Yeah. Maybe it's where the power plant used to be.
Tomato room.
tomato room.
There were no tomatoes. It's kind of...
There we are. Hugh, your father has both domains now. Oh, .co.nz too.
That is weird that you refer to yourself in the third person, father.
Well, it's hard to read his handle, so it's kind of nice.
On there, it is. On here, it's not.
Weird.
But, yeah.
Okay, so the plant room where you grow the tomatoes.
I could probably set up the website.
Where's
like
the
now.
Where's the like switch stuff all that? Like the switching panel?
It's on our floor, but there's also...
Our switching stuff is on our floor, but not for the whole building.
There's a lot of equipment in our one.
Yeah, but that's just for our floor.
There's only like two tenants, and it's got a lot of equipment.
It's got four UFBs, two of which are the tenant who just moved out, one of which is the other place. You're saying you think there's only four...
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's all just our floor. It's just our floor.
I think in the basement there's a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's...
Have a look.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
We could go
there, dude. We could just fucking hide out
we
there.
We could just go there now.
I could just live in there, man. For a week.
Well, there is water. Like, there was just like kind
it's
of...
a full kitchen, right? With no
in the basement there's no kitchen.
I see.
But in the basement there's like kind of an area that just...
Is wet.
It's wet. It's got a fence to stop you getting into it, and then it's got a kind of a pit that someone's dug down in, and it's just...
What the fuck? Now I want to go in this basement, man. This sounds messed up.
But then there's like a storage room, like kind of what you would expect with a household basement.
Yeah. Interesting.
And some more stuff. There's like
that's an old
random
building,
grow
right?
room.
A random grow room.
Oh, sorry, I didn't say that.
Plant room, you mean?
Well, there's the plant room as well.
Yeah.
Let's just imagine I didn't say that last part. Anyway, you got more news? Is it me?
I have heaps of news, but yeah, you got
airport flyer.
Yeah.
Some lady tried to catch it.
Well, like the airport dyer, because
yeah,
she
some people
to die.
Some lady tried to catch it. She couldn't catch it.
Why not?
Didn't come. Huh. She called up. Oh, it's at that time and. Yeah, we can't change that.
Sorry. Yep.
Yeah, so she tried to catch it, and it was at the time of day that it didn't exist, so I think it was...
It didn't exist.
Yeah, like, the time of day...
But it was too late or too early.
You know that time of day? It was, basically any time between midnight and midnight. Yeah, I think I got those times right.
I'm a little bit confused as to what you're saying. The airport flyer still exists, right?
Oh yeah, it still exists. But if you want it to like turn up,
yeah,
there's only certain times a day that you can kind of rely on it.
Okay,
there's this time between midnight and midnight that you just can't rely
You've
on
lost
it.
Me.
You can't rely on it any time.
Why not?
Because it just like, nah, I don't give a shit. Might
okay,
not go.
Doesn't follow the timetable or doesn't go.
Might not go, might not do anything.
Okay.
But yeah, so this lady, she like... She drove to the train station I think she drove to the train station. She tried to catch the flyer. Flyer didn't turn up. She called up because she wanted to get a flight.
Yeah, she's got a flight to catch.
She called up and they were like, oh, yeah, that driver's like off sick or something, so can't happen. She was like, is there like literally no way you can like tell people this? And they were like, oh, no.
Not by the Metlink anymore, sorry.
And they were just like, yeah, just maybe just like get there some other way. And she was like, are you...
The thing with an airport bus as well is that if it's not reliable, then no one will ever use it, right? Because it's just so silly.
Building services plant. Boom. That
doesn't really
it
explain the plant part of that. The building services I got...
It's where the plant is.
Yeah, but like a power plant, I guess it makes sense. It's where all the services...
You probably wouldn't want to grow plants in it. It'll get way too hot.
Plants like heat.
Way too hot.
Plants really like heat.
And humid.
Yeah, plants love humidity. What? Are you serious?
All right, let's grow some tomatoes in the plant room and see if the building owner notices.
It's like, wow, that plant room's using a lot of power. Well, it is the plant room. That kind of makes sense. That's where all the power would be used. Did you notice it has AC in the center of the room and heaters along the like walls of the room?
Yes, I do know that.
So you can have the heaters on to keep it warm near the windows and the AC on to keep it cool in the center.
Yeah, it was actually quite nice. I could feel the AC going.
You didn't turn it off? We're not in there for a week. Who's going to pay for that power? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just... We can go till 6 now.
Okay, well, that's probably a little bit long, but we have got more news, so how about I grab a news story? On Twitter, you can now enable 2FA without a phone number. So for the longest time, you've needed a phone number to enable 2FA. But unfortunately... Well, fortunately, now you don't need it. So that's the end of that story.
Cool. My story.
Sorry, I have a little bit to add. Here's the problem.
So your story's not over.
He turned the mic off while he was speaking. The other part of the story.
So your story's not over. All right.
That clicking was clearly him making things. What are you doing, by the way? Oh my gosh, he's gonna go to the bar. This is gonna take him half an hour. You wanna come on the show? We have a rule that we shouldn't do that. He left his computer unlocked, but it's a little bit mean to. Yeah, because it's like we need it unlocked to be able to see the screen and everything. Do you wanna jump on? Do you wanna jump on the mic? You can talk about this problem with Twitter if you like. No, he doesn't want to. He's a bit nervous. He's a bit shy. He's afraid of Hugh's father, so he doesn't want to come on. He said, oh, how'd you know? So Twitter, with its 2FA, you used to need a phone number to be able to add your second factor to it, but now you no longer need to. That's gear is called plant and equipment, conventional terms. Yeah, okay. Plant's one of those words that doesn't... it seems weird. Like, I guess it had a reason for being like that, you know, power plant, chemical plant, but I don't know where the word plant... Conventional term makes sense, yeah. Anyway, Twitter, you can only add one security key. So this is the same problem that AWS has, actually, where if you try and add a security key and you're like, okay, add my primary, add my backup, keep my backup somewhere safe in case I lose my primary. And it's like, oh, no. You can only have one security key, which is real weird because the entire security key is one of those things that everyone needs two of. You can't just have one because otherwise you get locked out. Twitter has made that classic blunder where they don't let you add more than one. So that's the end of that story. Our next news story here is actually one that Hugh wrote up.
Out of IPv4.
Indeed. Tell me more about it.
So the news article said, we're completely out of IPv4. Last allocation has been done. You read a bit more into it and you realize it's not actually quite true. Only the European branch, RIPE, is out.
It's not just Europe, right? There's a few other places that are out as well.
Oh, yeah, a few other places. But, Europe...
It's bad for IPv4 at the moment.
Oh, yeah, like...
CGNet. Have you seen all the studies, like, where CGNet adds a bunch of, like, latency? So if you put someone through 10 layers of CGNet, it adds, like, fucking, like, 50 milliseconds of ping.
Oh, did you see that? The gear is called plant and equipment.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah, conventional terms. But, yeah.
So it doesn't really answer why it's plant.
Yeah, why plant? But yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, I get it. Words are weird sometimes. Why is it called a bug, Hugh? A computer bug. Why is it called a bug?
I did actually read something of that once.
You don't remember it? The answer's real funny. When they were using vacuum tubes, one of the problems you have is bugs would fucking crawl up in your computer.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bug somewhere. Fucking get the bug. Get rid of the bug. Debug it, bro.
Right. I've got a story. Irreversible. Did you know how we've got bus people in Wellington?
I thought this story was going to be about encryption, but okay. Like irreversible encryption or something.
It's in the bus lane.
I know, but that's why I was so confused. Oh. Okay. So you know how we've got buses in Wellington? Yes.
Yeah. So we got buses in Wellington and they are part, quite a lot of them are part of a union, the tramways union.
Yeah, I do
or
know
bus and tramways union or something.
More of them used to be part of the union though, right? And then they like fired them and made them try and get rehired.
Oh yeah, they would only hire people that wouldn't be part of the union.
Oh, shit, yeah. Speaking
super
of
super fucked.
Let's talk about Google after the story as well.
Alright, we can do. So the head of that union is like, yeah, the staff shortage problem and all the bus cancellations. Irreversible. Like, it's just gotten so bad. Like,
yeah.
You look back in February where we were going kind of all right, and that was when it started first getting cancelling, and they were like, we'll fix it. Well, Metlink were like, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
Now we're fucking in December.
The new normal is just those cancelled buses are cancelled. Sorry. Yeah, like.
And like, I honestly do not think it will get fixed anytime soon. I've given up hoping.
Yeah, I mean, when I catch my bus, it is normally there are people who can't get on. If it's peak hour, people just can't get on.
I caught a train the other day, so I went up the coast and then came back on the same day.
Yeah.
And when I was on the...
That would have been the opposite way, right? That would have been you're going out when people were coming in?
I went out in the late afternoon and came back in the late evening.
Yeah, okay, so not super great.
Yeah, so on the way out, it was like super cramped. Like, I tried to beat the rush by going at 4, and I'm like, apparently the rush starts at 4 now, or like before, am I?
The rush starts at like, 2 p.m.
Oh,
then.
And there was like some lady on fucking crutches. And it was an express train. And she was just standing until Porirua. And then a heap of people got off. And people were, like, trying to sit down. I, like, just kind of walked back into them and, like, made a space for her to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you can take that seat. And she was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And she looked so relieved. And I'm like, why was I the only person that thought that, like, someone that was a bit crippled might need it?
Yeah, I feel bad. Because, like, whenever someone older gets on the bus and I'm like, oh, maybe I shared my seat. But, yeah, here's the weird thing. I still have that mentality of, like, you know, in high school, where if an adult got on the bus, you give them your seat, right?
Yeah.
I still have that mentality. And I look at someone and I'm like, wait a second, they're the same age as me. Fuck
yeah,
that person.
I'm not... sometimes have that, but yeah, now I'm like, no.
Like 10 years, you're going to be doing it, and you're going to be doing it to like someone who's like more able-bodied than you, and you're just going to be like, huh.
Yeah. Anyway, what was I saying? Irreversible. No, I was saying the train. Yeah, I caught a train back. And when I was catching the train back, my phone was quite close to dying.
Okay.
So I was like, I could look up when a train, when a bus comes to get home.
Yeah.
But then I was like, actually, no, fuck it. I won't look because it won't work anyway. The bus will be late. The train will be late. Or the bus will leave early.
That's why they're real-time information.
Yeah, but like phone was dying. And I would expect... if I'm catching a train, that I could catch a bus shortly after.
Because
they would tune it for that. Like,
nah.
Yeah, it wasn't the case. I went to the train station, next bus in half an hour, and I'm like, guess I'm not doing that. So I went back to the train station after going to the bus station, just got a taxi. Ironically, my wife actually, she saw I was arriving at 9, so she turned up at 9:05. Didn't see me come out of the main entrance, but I came around from the other side.
To, like, pick you up and give you a ride.
Yeah. But
phone was dead.
Phone was dead, so I didn't know.
Rip.
And I potentially got on a taxi, like, just after she left or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
bad timing all over on that one.
Yeah.
Charge your phone,
I caught
dude.
Up to the bus.
Yeah.
That
I
should have caught, which should have left maybe 5 minutes after the train arrived.
Nah, like, I don't know. So the way Hamilton does it is their buses are synced up. So every half an hour or hour, however fucking long it is, all the buses go into the depot and stop, and then they wait for the timetable to tick over, and then they leave. And so you're always synced up. All the buses arrive at the same time, they all leave at the same time.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking work, because if it's busy, what happens is my bus, one of the busiest routes, fucking late. Now I have to wait 45 fucking minutes for the next bus. I'm going to be late for goddamn school.
Yeah.
Whereas Wellington is much more just like, fuck it, buses come whenever. And it actually isn't that much worse.
Yeah, I think I only really notice it when you're like going from train to bus.
Yeah.
Which like, that is a hard problem to solve as well.
Yeah, it's like, difficult.
Buses just run all the time. And
trains barely run all the time and buses also run. They're both like fucking not running enough.
Let the boomers sit. Yeah.
Well,
that was this person that
speaking
said
of
it.
Bus and transport news, did you see the picture of all the Uber scooters being taken to the farm?
Oh, yeah, in the farm.
Don't worry, they're being recycled, love. They're going to live on a farm. They're going to live happily ever after. But they're going to be ridden for days, Johnny. Don't worry.
That's super fucked because, like, does that mean. Because some of the comments were like, oh, the contract with the council is expiring.
Yep.
Does that mean we're just not going to have, like, scooters in the new year?
So Flamingo is expiring. Uber has the option of renewing, which I don't think they know if they're doing yet. Oh, we haven't been told.
Yeah.
So they have. Uber
it kind of sounds like, we're not getting scooters anymore.
To me, it sounded like they're taking the renewal. They were like, oh, don't worry, these are being recycled, but there's new ones coming out. We're replacing them with new ones. That's what they said.
Yeah.
So that makes me think that for the next year, they're going to renew it.
I had a thought.
It's a bad sign.
Wow, that's really rude. So imagine if the scooters no longer exist.
Hang on. Like, they conceptually, no one knows.
Oh, no, like, imagine,
we don't,
like,
have scooters available.
Yeah, they get pulled off the street. Okay. They're all gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if I go for a couple dives in the harbour, pull out some of the scooters there, and just start using them.
Can't. They're locked.
What if I fucking reverse them and unlock them?
Okay, go ahead. Then what?
Then we have fucking scooters in Wellington again.
Thanks. Yeah, you can also just buy a fucking scooter, dude. If you want a scooter, buy a scooter.
That's illegal. That one is illegal, the one you're pointing to.
I don't think it is.
It is.
Elaborate?
What is the maximum wattage you're allowed on a scooter?
I don't imagine there is one.
400.
So the reason
what wattage do you think that one is?
Hang on, what's the maximum wattage you're allowed on a vehicle is unlimited, right? Because EVs.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it
scooters have a specific limit?
And if you're above that limit, does it just become now an electric motorbike? Because I imagine electric motorbike doesn't have a limit. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
it's a scooter.
Is it illegal, or does it just change the classification?
With my eyes, I see it as a scooter.
Sure, but that's not the way the law works. Law works on definitions.
Yeah. Did you know you're not allowed to ride a scooter in a bike lane, even though they commonly go quite the same speed as
it
a bike?
Really should be legal. What were you asking for?
Oh, that was one. Oh, okay, easy. There. Airport flyer. Boom.
Yeah,
exists.
I knew they gave us... sorry, did
remember
did it go through a red light?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Remember the time the airport flyer just stopped at the bus stop for like 10 minutes?
Yeah, I remember that. So here we are. It must not exceed that. Well, if it does exceed that, does that now mean it's not a low-powered vehicle anymore? Right? So it doesn't make it illegal. It just means that it's now not a thing. Uber's expired 30th of November. No. They had an option to renew it till December 2020. I don't know if they did, but they said they said those, okay, their statement said the pile of scooters were going to be recycled and they're replacing them with new ones. But that doesn't clarify whether they lost their license or not.
That's one more.
They didn't say they lost their license, or rather let the license expire, technically. So I don't know.
I was actually thinking recently, because
that's a bad idea, but okay.
Well, no, I've been doing walks in like different places and seeing different intersections.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, if we were to do this AI again,
yeah,
we should only report things that are full red.
What? Really?
I've changed my tune.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Yeah. Look, I'm with you. We. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Should we go back in time and do that?
Should we go back in time and do it? You've already stained your name. Okay, it's getting used to it. Hey, you know the Raspberry Pi? This one's a stupid story.
Yep.
If you have the resolution on your Raspberry Pi set to 1440p, you can't use Wi-Fi channel 1. You can't use Wi-Fi.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, right? So the problem is that when you have your resolution of HDMI set to 1440p, there's like a clock source for it, like a frequency. It's 2.4 something gigahertz. You know what else runs at 2.4 gigahertz? Wi-Fi channel 1. So the EMI interference from just like this shitty circuit design is enough and close enough to the Wi-Fi antenna that's built in that you can't use Wi-Fi channel 1, so it fucking knocks out your 2.4 gigahertz. Isn't that such a weird scenario? I saw like some people on Twitter giving them real fucking flack over it, being like, "Oh, it looks like the RPI Institute still can't design for shit." Here we are.
This didn't cool down that much.
You can't ride in a bus lane, but you can use the footpath or the road. Yeah.
Yep, that sounds right.
Which is real annoying because I understand why it's like that, but bike lanes.
It's because that is a vehicle.
Yeah.
A bicycle is not a vehicle.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. It would be a lot better if it was a bike and scooter lane.
It's weird because you don't need a license for that. You do need a license for that.
That was.
You need a license.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it's over 300.
Because it's over.
Yeah.
What if it was under? You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's under 300, you're allowed it on the road, but you don't need a license, which is the same as a bike, which you're allowed on the road, but.
You don't need a license.
You don't need a license. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's fucked.
It's not fucked. It's just they picked it. It's like their whole thing. It's like Shades of Grey, right? They just picked the point and they were like, this is the point. You got to do that. You can't, you know, not have these points. It's like, at some point you're just going to be like, over this is this thing, or under this is this thing. It's like, sure, it doesn't fit every case, but it's good enough. It's good enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Raspberry Pi suck. Do you know the NSO group is suing Facebook? NSO group, baby killers, professional, sell their spyware to other countries, and they're bad. A bunch of their employees got taken off Facebook because they basically exploited a bunch of WhatsApp stuff. Facebook didn't like it. NSO group is suing Facebook, saying it's unfair that you guys removed our private Facebooks. That's an invasion of privacy. Fuck you guys.
Does sound like it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Fuck
the NSO group.
Oh, there's... last stories aren't you did you know bus has replaced train quite a lot recently?
I thought they said bus retaliation.
Yeah, like I struggled to read it even though I wrote it.
Yeah, I believe it. And you know what's always funny, when they do that, they take the buses away from the normal bus routes and put them on the bus replace train.
Oh, you know what, so at the moment, we've got a lot of cruise ships in town.
Oh, yeah. And they pay more. Cruise ships pay more.
They pay more. So the bus companies are like, we'll do the cruise ships.
Yeah, there's no penalty for not doing a route.
Yeah.
There's a theoretical one, but...
There's a theoretical one that the council is refusing to say how much the fine is or whether they apply the fines.
Yeah, they're just like, trust us, bro. And it's like, no, we don't trust you. You fucked it up. Why would we trust you?
Super fucked, right?
And then it's, so... Fuck them, man. Fuck them. The fine should be like triple what the cruise ships make.
It's like when school was on strike. And
no, that one's not the same. Oh. Like we talked about, some students still needed to go to school.
Yeah.
And what's the alternative? If they had not run those buses, there would have been a different news story.
Drive a fucking bus.
Children left abandoned on street. School failed.
Would have been a serious thing, and they might have done something about it. Look, they don't commonly do things about serious complaints.
I'm just saying, I would rather that a bunch of school children, you know, like a few, like there was two school children on a bus safe than two school children like stuck at home alone wandering the streets because the buses, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess I just found it funny. I think I was traveling at the time and I'm like, why are the school buses running? This is weird.
Yeah. It is weird, but I understand what it's there. Okay, I think I'm about done for today. What's the time like?
It's basically half
fucking
hour.
Fucking timing, man. Look at that. That's why they call me half an hour still.
Did you know what WorkSafe New Zealand have jurisdiction over?
So it's a little bit complicated, right? Because they're an organization that not only has jurisdiction, but they have a choice, like... Bad example, but kind of like the Supreme Court or the IGA is.
Yep.
Where they're basically able to say, nah. Yeah, maybe that one. Yeah, but they have a wide jurisdiction, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Anything involving workplaces.
Yeah, so anything under the Health and Safety at Work Act, I believe they have jurisdiction over.
Yeah.
Turns out they don't. Well, so they have that choice. They could. So I sent in all this stuff about the bus factor.
The stuff about the buses. Don't bring the bus factor into this. All the stuff we talk about on the bus factor.
Yeah, all right. I did that. They could have said, no, we don't want to do that. Which I think is what they mean, but they didn't say that. They said, we do not have jurisdiction over this. You should try with NZTA or NZ Police or Greater Wellington Regional Council.
No one has jurisdiction over it. That's the problem. No one gives a shit.
And I'm like, okay, NZTA have jurisdiction over the bus operators, not Metlink. And NZ Police are helping NZTA do that. And they have no jurisdiction over the local government. And literally the only person that has jurisdiction over Health and Safety at Work Act is WorkSafe. Are you saying that you do not have jurisdiction over this? They just didn't reply.
Yeah,
so then like a week later, I'm like, from your lack of response, I'm taking that you believe that you don't have jurisdiction over the health and safety at work. And they just reply being like, we agree, as mentioned in the first email, we don't have jurisdiction over this. So, blah. And I'm like, clearly you didn't read the first email.
Yeah, I don't know. Stop antagonizing poor government workers.
If they said, we just don't want to do anything about it, but...
Yeah, I get it, but
it's weird. Like, I'm handing evidence.
Just
on
go
a plate.
Work for government for a while.
I'm handing evidence on a plate.
It would give you so much perspective to go work for the government.
I already kind of work for government, you know.
But if you were inside one of those hulking behemoth bureaucratic nightmares, and then imagine this. You know what I want? I want for you to be in the OAA team. Do you be inside that organization? Get an OAA you really care about and realize there's nothing you can do. And to feel that feeling of like someone sending 30 of these over the past 6 months and you can't do anything.
Yeah.
I want you to feel that feeling.
All right. Get me a job. You line up the government department.
I'm pretty sure if you offered to do OAAs for a company, maybe not actually, but I don't know.
They probably would not.
They'd be like, fuck no. We're not giving that fucking crazy dude access to all our records.
Yeah, my sister has actually suggested some in the past. I'm pretty sure I won't get the job.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be funny though. You should apply and just see what they say. And then if they don't
hire
you...
I know the process well. I do actually know the process quite well.
You should say to them, like, if you don't do it, we'll make... You should wait till they deny you and then do it in discrimination. Like, yeah. You discriminated based on the fact I'm a lunatic.
I am not a lunatic. I take offense to that.
Sorry. You know, I know. You know what I mean. They think you got some screws loose. That's all.
Metlink do. Yeah. I don't think any of the other government departments
do. I think they do.
You know what I also think is fuck, which...
Shit-talking someone?
So the IPCA...
Yeah.
I made a complaint to them, and the police officer in charge of the event I was complaining about has found my private email, and he's emailed me on that, asking for my phone number, and I just didn't reply, and I forwarded it to the IPCA.
Yeah.
And then a week later, he calls me on my private mobile number, which I'm like... He was asking for it. He didn't have it. Where did he get it? Yeah. So I was like, I'm sorry, officer. Like, how independent do you think this is? And he's like, And I was like, oh, where did you get my number from? And he's like,
Okay. Here's the thing. The police, during the course of an investigation or a complaint, are allowed to use their databases, right?
An independent complaint.
Well,
I didn't make a complaint.
There is an independent
police.
Complaint, but. He obviously knows about the complaint. His remit is resolve this complaint. Like, I get what you're saying. And there are some circumstances where it would be entirely inappropriate, right? For example...
What if he shows up to my house?
If he shows up to your house, then yeah, I think you have more of an argument. But he looked up your contact details. It's probably not super high on the, like, inappropriate use.
Yeah.
He looked up your details to contact you with regards to a complaint you made.
Do you think the IPCA should be concerned about the fact... that it's not the most independent.
It depends. So I don't know the circumstances.
So I forwarded them the email of him asking for mobile.
Before that.
They didn't even reply. If they said, oh, yeah, go for it, like, give them your phone number.
Okay, but how did he know that you were making a complaint to the IPCA? Did you
IPCA
tell
just tell them.
That there's a complaint about them?
Yeah.
Okay. Then probably not an issue, because I think the IPCA has to make a judgment call. Like, is the best way to get this complaint resolved to a satisfactory method to tell them or not? Here's the thing. How are they meant to investigate it without asking for his side of the story?
All right.
Like, what do you... Okay,
Didn't respond at all, though.
Okay, but let's say... that's not the issue. You were saying you had an issue that he contacted you, that he knew about the complaint. So here's my thing. You make a complaint about him. IPCA, you say, shouldn't contact the police officer involved at all. What do you want them to do?
I'm happy with them contacting the police.
The police?
There is thousands of officers that will be independent.
Okay, yes, but isn't the issue here that you wanted his side of the story?
No.
I'm saying they shouldn't take into account the officer's story, only yours.
Oh, they can contact that individual person and say, like, hey, what happened? We will do the investigation. But they can't just turn around and be like, hey, someone's made a complaint about you. Can you run the investigation?
Is he running the investigation?
Sounds like he is.
Well, maybe the IPCA is leading it, but he's doing some steps.
IPCA have not responded to me at all since
Here's the other thing. They could just decide, hey, this is a complaint best dealt with by the person who managed it.
The same person that the complaint
maybe
is
they
about.
Decide that. What do you want out of the investigation? What do you want? You want him punished? That's not a mature way to handle complaints. It's like, I don't care about the outcome. What I want is a punishment. I want to see him suffer. Like, that's not a
mission. Here's another one. Oh, no, he stopped.
I don't know. I think, like, if you think about what outcomes you want, then, you know, like, the best way to get them. Most people, when they make a complaint, the outcome they want is, like, some some action resolved or something, right?
Yeah.
Most people aren't just complaining because they're like, I don't like it and I want him to suffer. Like,
I just think the IPCA is like complete bullshit. Cause
I definitely agree with you.
I nearly got hit by a cop car with video evidence of them breaking the law, and what's happened is nothing.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, if you sent in a video of someone else breaking the law, they wouldn't follow up that either. So you got to admit, this isn't police, like, they're not treating the police unfairly.
Yeah.
They're just doing the same thing they always do, which is anger's a shit. Unless someone dies, fuck off. Anyway, let's end it for today.
Yeah, fair enough. That was probably unbus race. So.
Well, it was transport related, I guess, but yeah. Okay, let's. That's a slow bus right there. You see that slow bus?
We only had five.
We weren't paying super close attention. But yeah.
People normally tell us.
I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.
We've got a few viewers, so.
Well, I hope all of them have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, have a good Black Friday weekend, because apparently Black Friday is like real big in New Zealand.
Well, Black Friday's today.
Yeah, it's real big in New Zealand.
It's like pretty big. You see like fucking all the...
Why is it big though?
What do you mean?
We don't celebrate Thanksgiving, which is why
but
Black Friday exists.
But hang on. Black Friday, the reason it exists is because it's when Christmas shopping starts. So traditionally, in the United States, the date at which you decide Christmas shopping starts is Black Friday. There's no reason you can't just have a Black Friday in New Zealand for the same reason.
All right. I always thought it was because of Thanksgiving.
It's because of Thanksgiving that they picked that date, but it's nothing related to Thanksgiving.
I just know that it didn't used to exist in New Zealand, and now every fucking shop...
Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. But I just brought a fucking new sofa set, banging one, $4,800 before the discount. Then it was like $2,600 with the discount.
That's pretty good.
50% discount or so. It's pretty good.
Would you like to swap that for another sofa set?
Have you got a sofa set you need to get rid of?
Yeah, it's like yellow. It's kind of retro, so it looks like real cool.
Is it one of these ones?
Are you colorblind?
There's a yellow one on the corner there.
Oh, there is.
Are you colorblind?
It's a similar yellow to that. You know the one.
The one at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking nasty. It's grandma couch, bro.
You want it?
No,
we can do a little swap seat. We've got a full set.
I'll see.
Got a couch and...
We are looking for a TV, actually.
We don't have a TV. We got the curved monitor that we use as a TV.
Yeah, probably passing that. Okay, let's end it for today anyway. People don't need to hear our bartering.
Rich!
I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Yeah, I know, right? Fucking, it was expensive, dude. But we don't have any chairs at our current house, so...
You've been complaining about the lack of chairs for like...
Yeah, it's been like...
Over a year, I think.
Nah,
I actually kind of feel bad.
Under a year.
Like, were you expecting people to just buy you a chair as a gift or
something?
Nah,
so we had two stools, right? So in our house, we had two stools. That was where we first moved in. Then we brought a computer chair, and so my girlfriend had a computer chair. We had two stools in the kitchen, and I sat on a box of Coke. But it's not a new chair for my girlfriend.
I've
I got
heard
the old
all
chair.
These stories. It just two makes stools. Me feel bad. Like, was
Here's
I meant
happened.
To buy your
the
chair?
The two stools broke. The two stools broke. That's how we ended up with less stools. Anyway, now we have a lounge chair.
I'm so glad you have a functioning house now.
You're selling the curved monitor. Someone else.
No, we're not actually. But like,
just the sofa.
We're if you want. Sofas and preferably swap. Like,
you want a new sofa? Do you?
It's fucking my back. Yeah. It's like fucking both of our backs. We've like,
what about
we're
the
both
bed?
Going to physio for like. The bed's good.
Is it? You sure?
Yeah, bed's pretty good.
You mean to replace your bed like every 2 years or something? I don't know if that's like a lie that the bed makers told people. But
I don't know.
But the mattress, at least. Yeah.
Maybe we'll get it.
Anyway, let's end it for today.
Good pillows.
Everyone has a good weekend. Bye.
Lipless Factor.
Lip. Oh, yeah.
Lip. Lipless Factor.